First, I applaud the bipartisan effort to get an emergency supplemental bill to my desk. The Speaker and the Leader said they would get it done by Memorial Day recess, and they have, and I appreciate that very much. You know, this effort shows what can happen when people work together. We set a good bill that didn't have timetables or tell the military how to do its job, but also sent a clear signal to the Iraqis that there's expectations here in America, expectations that we expect about how to move forward. I look forward to continuing to work with the Prime Minister and his government in meeting those expectations. I also am honored to be here at this place of compassion and healing on Memorial Day weekend. The weekend which gives us a chance to honor those who have served this country, whether it be in this war or in previous wars. In being here, I also want to honor the healers here at Bethesda. Healthcare here is remarkable. They're dealing with some of the, you know, very tragic injuries on this war. People come here without much hope, and they leave, in many cases, healed and ready to move on with their lives. So I thank the doctors and the nurses. I also thank the soldiers and their families who I met here. People are remarkably brave and courageous. I'm constantly amazed at the strength of character of those who wear the uniform. To be the commander-in-chief of such men and women is really an awesome honor. And so to our troops and their families, you know, may God bless you. May God continue to bless our country. Thank you all very much.